Iran has maintained what it calls a neutral position with regard to the war in Iraq. But given its historical and religious connections with the country, some political experts say it's just a matter of time before Tehran will attempt to gain political influence in Iraq. With the Iraqi military all but completely defeated and anarchy being reported throughout the country, political experts in the region say an atmosphere exists in Iraq for many entities, including Iran, to attempt to exert political influence in Iraq. Last week, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said that while Iran has been neutral in the battle between the United States and Iraq, he said Iran would, in his words, interfere if coalition troops remain in Iraq, viewing their presence, he said, as a threat to Iranian security. Hala Mustafa is an expert on fundamentalism at the Al-Afam Center for Political and Strategic Studies in Cairo. She says Iranian interference would likely include an attempt to gain influence with Iraq's majority Shia population.
Iran will try to gather in the Shia of the south and integrate them in its political project. And so we can see something like the members or the groups of Hezbollah in Lebanon, something similar to that. In the beginning of the Lebanese civil war, Iran didn't hesitate to create Shia-Iranian faction in Lebanon. And I think something like that could be created in Iraq, especially in the south, where the Shia represent the majority of the population.
For years, Iraq's Shia population in the south was oppressed by Saddam Hussein, following an unsuccessful uprising against the Iraqi regime's mostly Sunni Muslim forces at the end of the Gulf War in 1991. At that time, many Iraqi Shias fled to Iran, where Shiism is also the prevailing religion. Ms. Mustafa says she thinks Iran will not waste time attempting to generate support among Iraq's Shias, which she says could give Iran considerable political muscle in Iraq. Saeed Idris is an expert on Iran who also works with the Al-Afam Center for Political and Strategic Studies. He says that while Iran wants to have influence in Iraq, he believes Tehran will wait to see what they're dealing with before attempting to garner support among the Iraqi population.
There is difference between what they want in Iraq and what they can do in Iraq. I think that they want many things in Iraq, but I don't think that Iran can do anything now in Baghdad till the United States put its point in Iraq. They want to see what the United States will do in Iraq and then make their influence in Iraq.
Mr. Idris also believes Iran could attempt to interfere in Iraq by supporting, both financially and militarily, armed resistance groups. However, he says Iran is also interested in improving relations with the United States. That's why he believes Tehran would be very cautious before reaching any decision to support resistance movements in Iraq, especially, he says, with 300,000 coalition troops stationed in the area. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Cairo.